Today, we'll have Lauren's road trippy May-June trip report. That's coming up on this episode 177 of WWE Prep. Here we go. Hello and welcome to WWE Prep to Go, where we talk strategy and ideas for people planning their Disney World trips. I am your host, Shannon Albert from WDWPrepSchool.com. Thank you for being here for this episode, which is yet another trip report. I hope you have been enjoying this string. We certainly have had a lot of them recently. It's certainly a big contrast to the 20-25 minute episodes I've done by myself. I still do want to do those, but there just hasn't been time because there's been so many of these. Have gotten lots of positive feedback from you all about these longer episodes, so I hope you like it. I do plan to do the solo episodes at some point, but these just keep coming. Most weeks I have about three different podcast interviews because, you know, there's one interview before, one interview after, so I have a series of those going on at any time, and so I just keep churning them out and hope that you enjoy them. But when we do have a break from the trip reports, I will do some solo episodes. I do also have an upcoming trip. So as you know, if you've been listening to the podcast for a while, I do daily podcasts during my own trips. This next upcoming trip is a fancy one. I like to do all different kinds of trips. This one's a bit fancy because I'm staying club level at the Yacht Club June 24th through July 1st. And club level was just because of a summer promotion that gave us club level for the same price as the regular rooms. And because we were club level, then we went ahead and purchased fast passes and doing, you know, that option as well. So I'll let you know how that goes. Toy Story Land is opening, so it was a perfect opportunity to purchase fast passes so we don't have to worry about getting to ride the new attractions. I will be there with Heather, who, as you likely know, has been my assistant for 3.5 years, and Jen, who's the director of the travel agency. We will be there together for a whole week. We're going to be trying lots of different things that we have never done before, and including being there for Toy Story Land. So look forward to that at the end of June. But for now, I have another podcast for you today. This one is from Lauren, who road tripped with her two boys from Missouri. She drove all the way to Orlando. And you'll hear all about that. And then, as usual, I will have a quick tip of the day afterwards. So here is Lauren. Welcome to the podcast, Lauren.
Hi, Shannon. Thank you.
Good to have you here. So you and I are speaking on Tuesday, May 29th. What are your Disney World trip dates?
We're leaving tomorrow, and we'll arrive tomorrow night, and we'll check out on Friday, June 8th.
So May 30th through June 8th?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And who is we?
We is me and my two sons, who are 8 and 6.
Two sons, ages 8 and 6. Okay. And are you driving or flying?
We're driving.
You're driving. Where are you driving from?
We're driving from Poplar Bluff, Missouri.
Poplar Bluff. I'm from Kansas City originally.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So that's a long drive.
It is a long drive. It's going to be about 14 hours. But we're leaving super early in the morning and hoping to get, we should be there by tomorrow night, kind of late, but tomorrow night.
So have you ever done a long road trip like that before?
Yes, we have. I've lived in different places and my kids with me. So, we've driven to North Carolina and Colorado and all kinds of places. So we're kind of road trip, ready to go. So,
okay. My kids were raised going to on road trips. I wasn't, and it's very normal to them. You know, uh-huh. So when you start them young, it's just the way things are, I think.
Yeah.
They don't know any different.
That's right.
Once you get to Disney World, where are you staying?
We're staying at Pop Century.
Okay. Did you hear my recent podcast about Pop Century?
Yes, I did.
When I stayed? If you had said no, that would have been really awkward. But the reason I ask is because I really loved it. So I hope that you do too.
Yeah, I think we will. I looked at several different places. I had looked at music, all-star music, and also even into moderates and doing Port Orleans, French Quarter. But we decided to do Pop because it let us do a little bit longer of a trip. And I really like the renovated rooms, so I think we'll enjoy it.
I think you will, too. And is this your first trip?
Well, kind of. It's not my first trip. I've been since I was a kid. My grandparents lived in Daytona Beach when I was growing up. And so we would go, most summers, we would go down to visit them and then go over and do a Disney park or Universal or SeaWorld or something. And then my kids, I took them with my parents last summer. We just did one day at Magic Kingdom, and it was kind of terrible. So we decided to try again.
Why was it terrible?
It was terrible because we did not plan very well at all. We bought our tickets there that day. We didn't, know what we were going to do. We didn't have a plan. We didn't get there early in the morning. All the things you're not supposed to do, we did. So it wasn't the best day. We had fun, but it wasn't like I remember Disney being, as a kid. So I wanted to do better, and hopefully they'll enjoy it a lot more this time.
I admire your resilience. A lot of people would be like, oh, Disney World's terrible. I went, I didn't do anything. The lines were long, and then that would be it. But you're like, no, yeah. I'm going to figure this out.
Yes.
And whenever I'm going into the parks, there's always a lot of people buying their tickets there at the window, and I always want to interview them. Like,
yeah,
because if you're buying your tickets that day, you're not booking fast passes ahead of time and probably not dining. And, a lot of people are showing up at noon, so they've missed several hours. So I'm just always fascinated by who they are. But if everybody planned and did things the way that I suggest, then my plans wouldn't work. So
that's true.
The whole idea is that most people do it this way. So let's do it this other way to avoid the long lines. So anyway, you're going to go back and try again.
Yes.
So, did you choose these dates based on the school year? Because I know in Missouri and Kansas, people get out in mid to late May for school.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's why we chose that. I am a school counselor, actually, so we're pretty limited on when we can be away from school and stuff. So we just got out last Friday, and so figured we'd get down there before everybody's out of school. So
yeah, this time of year that you're going is the time that when my kids were little, that's when we went for the exact same mm-hmm. reason. So for a long time, their only references to Disney World were late May, early June. Mm-hmm. So it's a good time because a lot of the northern schools and western United States get out in later in June. So you're going to go and beat the crowds.
Hopefully.
Okay, so let's walk through this. You have 8 park days, roughly,
mm-hmm.
or 8 days that you could do the park. So do you have 8-day tickets?
We do have 8-day tickets, actually, yeah.
Okay, and are those base tickets or park hopper tickets?
We did park hopper.
Okay, 8-day park hopper tickets. And mm-hmm. when it came time to plan your 8 days in the parks, how did you divide that between all the parks?
Well, since we had 8 days, I kind of figured we'd do 2-ish days in each park. But obviously, since we have park hopper, we're kind of, some days we'll just do like half a day. Some days we'll do, between 2 parks or whatever. So I just kind of looked at crowd calendars a little bit and my dining reservations and what I could get with that and figured out where we'd go each day.
So you said, roughly speaking, 2 days each park, but because you have park hopper tickets, you're allowing for some flexibility.
Right. Yes.
Okay. Roughly 2 days per park. And you mentioned dining. Was there some must-do dining reservations that you wanted for this trip?
I wanted to do character dining with my kids, since obviously we didn't do that last time. And really growing up, we didn't do a lot of sit down dining at Disney. We pretty much did the quick service stuff, which I enjoyed, but I wanted to do something different, and my kids like the characters, and they're still kind of young enough to enjoy it, so I wanted to do a lot of that this time.
So where did you make reservations?
Well, we're doing Ohana for breakfast the first day that we're there. My older son really loves Stitch, so that was a must do for us. And then later on in our trip, we're going to do the Bon Voyage breakfast. So we can meet Flynn and Rapunzel and Ariel and Eric. We thought that'd be fun. Since I have boys too, we do some princes and princesses together.
That's it. Trattoria al Forno on the boardwalk if anybody else is interested.
Yes. And then we're going to do a Be Our Guest dinner. Beauty and the Beast is my favorite, so I wanted to meet the Beast and do that dinner. We have Tusker House for we're doing the Rivers of Light show one night.
So, so does that mean you did the Tusker House dining package?
Yes, yes, we did the package with Tusker House. And then we're going to do Garden Grill. I thought my kids would enjoy that, especially the spinning restaurant, and I thought they'd enjoy the characters too. And then we're also planning to do Cinderella's Royal Table.
Nice. Now, I love that you're doing that. A lot of people will say, I'm only going to take my daughters, but you're like, nope, I'm going to go there with my sons.
Yes, we are. We are. And my older one, I talked to him about all of this. And my younger one, he's just kind of he's excited, but he, doesn't really care, I don't think. But my older one does. And he was like, I really want to eat in the castle. And I said, you know, it's princesses. And he's like, I think it'll be fun. And so we're going to do that.
Do you have the dining plan then?
Yes, we do. Okay. We have the Disney dining, just the middle Disney dining plan.
The regular one.
Mm-hmm.
After you listed your dining reservations, I thought, this is a person who would benefit from the dining plan.
Yes, I thought so too. I did a lot of research about whether it would be worthwhile, but I think with all the character dining, and that's a set price, so I thought it would be a good option for us.
Yeah, and so when you're there, most of your stuff will be paid for, and you won't have to worry about that.
Yes, exactly.
Okay, so, and did you book all those 180 days out?
I was a little behind the 180 days. I knew I wanted to do this, but trying to figure out when we were going to do it, I pretty much decided in January. So I was about 5 months out, I think, when I made my dining. And I used, some I could get easily, and some I had to kind of use some reservation finders and stuff to figure out sometimes, but I was able to get what I wanted.
Okay, that's good. I like to know that, because although it's certainly ideal to do 180 days out, it's not always a deal breaker. And so you have proven that, because you were able to get lots of good reservations. Okay, so when it came time to planning your park touring, I'm always fascinated when you have kids around your age group. How you plan that months in advance. So, well, specifically, like, how do you know which rides they are going to be willing to ride?
Right. Since we did go last year, I kind of had an idea. And we also went to Universal last summer. And both of my kids pretty much rode whatever. And now this year, they're both tall enough to ride anything that they want to ride. So we've watched some videos and talked about rides and stuff, and they seem like they're pretty much up for anything. So I know that could change, but we're just going to go for it and see how they react once we get there.
So does that mean you booked everything like a normal touring plan? You booked all the coasters and all that kind of stuff?
Yes. Yes, we did.
All right. Well, I look forward to hearing how that goes.
Yeah, I know.
So you mentioned at the beginning that it's you and your two sons. And the logistics are a little different when the kids outnumber the adults, no matter what the dynamics of the group are. So are there any, special things to take into consideration, knowing you're the only adult in your trip group?
I've done a few things. Obviously, I've made sure my kids know my phone number and make sure they know we've talked about who cast members are, and just because my biggest worry is probably just keeping up with them. I'm a single mom, and so everywhere we go, everything we do, it's me and them. We have family around, so they're with us sometimes, but they're used to that, so it's not like it's something different than usual. But they know, if something happens, they know who to go to. I got some little like vinyl stickers with my phone number on it to put inside their magic bands. Just some different things that I've been thinking about to make sure that they're okay and, you know what to do in case something would happen.
Yeah. Okay. Good to know. I just thought I would ask because the dynamics of the group can really, affect how the planning goes. So I will be curious to hear how you've managed it when you get back.
Yes.
What else? Do you have anything extra planned that we haven't talked about?
We're doing a dessert party at Magic Kingdom. Our first full day that we're spending there. I thought that would be a good option. We did see Happily Ever After last summer when we were there, but we were stuck in the crowd, and we enjoyed it. It was a great show. But I thought, if we could find a better place to watch this, this would be really nice. So we're going to try that, and hopefully it'll be a little more of a enjoyable experience this time.
Yeah, and so did you do the Garden View one, or which one did you book?
Yes, we're doing the Garden View.
They just came out with a new one that I don't think I talked about on the podcast. It's an after hours one.
Uh-huh.
And it's interesting because like what you're going to do is eat dessert and then go out to the garden area. And right. the new one, you go to the garden area first and then go eat dessert. It's the same thing. It's just reverse order. Mm-hmm. So I was fascinated by that. Okay, so that's good. What about anything else that you have in your plans?
That's about it, I think. I have plans. I've got, our days fairly mapped out a little bit, but I also know, one of them may be tired or they may be, just needing a rest or whatever. So I'm trying to be flexible and, open to whatever we need to do to, adjust once we're there. So.
Good. Yeah. Well, I am excited to hear how it goes, and sounds like this time is going to go better than last time.
I think so.
I think that's a pretty safe bet. So yes. I will look forward to talking to you in another week or two when you get back to see how all your plans worked out.
All right. Sounds good.
All right. Thanks, Lauren.
Thank you.
Welcome back from your trip, Lauren.
Thank you.
So you and I are speaking now on Tuesday, June 12th, and you returned on June 8th. So how are you feeling since you got back?
We are feeling pretty good, still recovering and getting everything together. So we actually got back home on the 10th. So we've just been home a couple of days.
Okay. So that's still fresh if it's only been since the 10th. Yes. Overall feelings about how things went?
Overall, things went really well. There were definitely some changes that we had to make and some hiccups on the way, but we had a really good time.
So let's start with the fact that you were making a long drive from Missouri with your two boys. How did the driving portion of your trip go?
Well, that was the biggest issue of the trip was we got about 4 hours into our trip. We were at about Nashville, Tennessee, and my check engine light came on. So we had to stop, and I just kind of found the first place I could find to check out my car and ended up having to have a little car repair. So we were stuck in Nashville for most of the day.
So, as I recall, you were planning to drive the whole thing in one day?
Yep, that's right.
Okay, so that means that you had to arrive a day later.
Yes, we did. So once, we got it checked out and they said we got to, make some repairs and stuff. So I called Disney and they were able to just switch our arrival date to the next day. And so we stayed the night of the 8th instead of leaving the 8th. We stayed that night and we're leaving on the 9th instead.
Okay. Well, that's good.
Yes. It was pretty easy. They just made that switch for us. So it worked out well.
Okay. So you're off to an unexpected start, but once your car repairs got done, so you stayed the night in Nashville?
It got done around dinner time, I guess. And we drove a little bit further and stayed in Dalton, Georgia, which was a few hours down the road. So,
okay. So then the next day you got up and drove from Georgia in a wagon to Disney World on the 31st?
First, yes. Okay. Yes, on the 31st.
All right.
We got there at about 5 o'clock that evening and checked in and got in our room. That night we swam when we got there and then had dinner just there at the Pop Food Court.
And overall thoughts about Pop Century when you got there?
We liked it. We were in a preferred pool view room. So I had not planned to stay in that kind of room, but I switched our days around at some point and had to, that was the only kind of room available. And I was worried that it was going to be loud or, you know, lots of stuff going on, but we didn't have any problems. It was fine. And it was nice being close to, the pool and the food court and the buses. So it was nice. We liked the resort. My kids loved the pool. We thought the renovated room was great and we had lots of spots to store all our stuff and all the little cubby holes and stuff that they have now. And we ate at the food court several times and liked it. So it was a good experience.
Good. I'm glad to hear that. It is hard. I think it's hard to go wrong with Pop Century.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So you swam on your arrival day. You're moved into your room. And then I assume the next day was going to be your first park day.
Yes, it was.
How did that day go?
It was good. We went to Hollywood Studios in the morning that day and we were able to get up and get out, to be there in time for a rope drop. So that was good. We decided we didn't have any fast passes at Hollywood Studios that day. We had our fast passes at Magic Kingdom. So, we were just going to spend the morning and, it was a good experience. We went to Tower of Terror first thing. And we liked it. My little one, my 6-year-old, was a little bit scared of it. He held my hand the whole time and said that it was the only ride he screamed on because he was scared. But overall, I mean, he was not like traumatized or anything. He was okay, but he said it was scary. So,
yeah, that's a pretty intense way to start a trip.
Yeah, but it was.
If the 6-year-old can manage that, then he might be able to manage almost anything.
Yes, yes. But we wanted to do it. My older one wanted to do it. And so we thought first thing in the morning would be a good time. So it was quick. It did start a few minutes late that was having some kind of technical difficulties. But we were there early and got almost right on. So it was good.
So, you mentioned that you spent the morning there. So what kind of other things did you do that morning at Hollywood Studios?
We did Star Tours, which was a quick wait, and, we wanted to do Toy Story. When I looked at the wait at one point, it was like an hour, which was, you know, not really something we wanted to do. But then when I looked at it later, it said it was like 30 minutes. So we went over there. And I guess we just came at a really good time because we walked, I mean, not right on, but I mean, the wait was maybe 15 minutes. It was not long at all. So we went at a good time.
That is extremely lucky.
Yeah, it really was. I know.
I would not have guessed that you could have done a couple of rides and then Toy Story Mania and had a 15 minute wait time. So that's excellent.
It was. It was good. So we did that, and then we went over and met Buzz and Woody right across the road, and that was a really, really good experience for us. My older son, who's 8, he really likes the characters. He wanted to meet everybody, get, you know, autographs and all that stuff, and my younger one was kind of like, eh, I don't know. So he said he didn't want to be in any pictures. He didn't really want to meet them, so I said, fine, but, you know, wait in line, and you know, you can just stand to the side. But when we got in there, he was standing off to the side and my older one and I were meeting Buzz and Woody, and like Buzz saw my little one on the wall and was kind of like gesturing to me. And I was like, well, he did said he didn't want to be in the pictures. He didn't want to do anything. So Buzz Lightyear, you know, walks over there and gives him like a high five and plays with him a little bit. And he was all into it then. So it was a really good first character meet for him, because it kind of drew him in and he had fun and enjoyed that. So that was fun.
So did that fully get him into characters for the rest of the trip?
Not all the time, but he was more into them than he probably would have been if that hadn't happened. He was still kind of could take it or leave it, but he was more into it than I think he would have been.
Yeah, well, that's really sweet. There's something about those characters. They have special touch with everybody.
Yeah.
And I have seen them just turn a lot of people around, and no matter what their situation is.
Yes. So that was good. Let's see. Then we did just like a little snack. My little one needs frequent snack breaks, or he has a meltdown, or, you know, just gets real grumpy. So we had a snack. And then we went over and saw the preview inside of One Man's Dream. The preview for Incredibles 2 was on. So we saw that. And my little guy talked about it like all week that we were there. And so we had to do it again our last day when we went back. I promised him we would do that again.
The preview for Incredibles 2
was a major highlight for him. So
wow, he felt extra special.
I guess so.
So, and you promised you would do it again. So that means that I had written down you were planning roughly 2 days per park, but so far you've done most of the highlights of Hollywood Studios. So if you were coming back, that's a commitment because of the number of attractions there.
Yeah.
Okay. So, when you mentioned that you went to Magic Kingdom later in the day on this day, right? So did the two parks get broken up by a break, or how did that work?
No, we decided to just go on over to Magic Kingdom after that. So we hopped on the bus and went over there. That was one of our longest waits for a bus, I think, between the two parks. That was a longer one, but we got over there. And my kids were wanting to do Sorcerer of the Magic Kingdom. So we stopped there and got our, you know, introduction and got our cards and all that kind of stuff.
So. I will link to Sorcerer of the Magic Kingdom information in the show notes in case anybody is interested in that, because that's a special thing you can do. It's a good, it's a great activity for kids who like scavenger hunts or that kind of thing.
Yeah. So we did that. And then our fast passes were starting, so we went ahead and did Space Mountain. So that was our first one at Magic Kingdom.
How did your kids do on that one?
My oldest one had been on it before last year when we went, and my younger one went on. He did okay. He was a little scared in the dark, but he did okay. And, you know, pretty much he would go on whatever. So that was good.
Good. It's lucky that he was brave enough, because then that would put you in a sticky situation otherwise. Right.
Yes, it would. So we did that. And then the, Incredible Summer Expo thing was happening, in Tomorrowland. So part of that was like a dance party and like a little show. They had different superheroes come out on the stage there in Tomorrowland and do different things. So we watched that for a little bit, because my younger one obviously really liked Incredibles. So we watched that for a while. And then we went over and got some lunch at Cosmic Rays and did mobile order, which was really good. I was really thankful for the mobile order. because that means, you know, we didn't have to wait in the line. We could just kind of sit and wait for our food to be ready, and then I could go pick it up and we could eat. So that was good.
Yes. Very convenient.
Yes, it was. Let's see. We had a couple more fast passes. We did, Peter Pan and Splash Mountain that day. We played Sorcerers a little bit. And saw Mickey's PhilharMagic, which was good just to get out of the heat because it was getting really hot in the afternoon. So we just kind of got out and sat down for a little bit. And we were kind of headed back toward the entrance, and they were doing the Jack Sparrow show. Or they were about to start it. And so my little guy wanted to watch that, so we did that, and he really enjoyed that. He didn't get picked to do the sword fight or anything, but he did get to go up, and they do like a pirate pledge for like any kid who wants to go up there. So he really enjoyed that. And then we headed back to Pop for the evening.
And about what time was it that you headed back?
Probably around 6 o'clock.
And the reason I ask is because I think there's all different ways to do trips, and the way that you've mm-hmm. done it is a great option for people that don't want midday breaks. Mm-hmm. Which is you start early in the morning and then you leave in the evening. So you're not there for 12 or 14 hours, but you aren't leaving in the middle of the day either. So
right.
I think that is a nice alternative for those of you who don't have nappers. Mm-hmm. but you don't want to overdo it either. So
right. Yep. So we went back and swam and just, we walked over to Art of Animation that evening for dinner, which was fun. We liked looking around at all the different areas, and my kids really love cars, so they really liked walking around and seeing all the different cars in that area. So it was a good evening.
Good. It's nice to have access to a couple different food courts when you're at mm-hmm. Pop or Art of Animation.
Yes, it was nice.
And also, I just think it's nice to have access to a food court period when you have young kids, because the flexibility to go pick something up is really nice.
Yes. Yes, we really like that.
As opposed to like a full sit-down restaurant when you don't really want to, make a reservation, sit and order, all that kind of stuff.
Yes. So, yeah.
Okay. So that sounds like a good first day. So at this point, how are you feeling about the weather since it's the end of your first, full day in the parks?
It was definitely hot. It was very hot. So I just wanted to, make sure I allowed for time to do whatever we needed to do. If we wanted to, thankfully there's lots of places I think where you can get out of the heat, get in the air conditioning, if it's a show or a restaurant or whatever. I just tried to make sure that we did that fairly often so the kids were not melting down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is definitely warm at this time of year.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So what are some of the highlights of day two?
So day two, we went to Animal Kingdom. They had early magic hours starting at 8 o'clock, but we were not quite up and ready to go. So we kind of just made the tail end of the early magic hour. We probably got there about 8:45. And so we just did the safari that morning. We didn't want to, figured things would be pretty crowded, but the safari was a very quick line. So we did that, and I'd heard that the safari was really good usually in the morning when it's not too hot. And so it was really good. We saw lots of animals. Pretty much every area we went into, there were plenty of animals to see, lots of giraffes around. And so that was fun. And after that, we went through the gorilla trail that's right there when you get off of the safari. Mm-hmm. And that was really neat. We went over to Starbucks for breakfast, which was mostly like cake pops and cupcakes for breakfast. But my kids were quite happy, so it was good.
Yeah, it's Disney World. You can do whatever you want.
Exactly, yep. And then we went over to Pandora. We had fast passes for Navi River Journey. So we liked that. Since we were going to be there 2 days, I did one day of Navi River Fast Pass, and the other day was Flight of Passage. So we did that. And
what did you think of Navi River Journey?
We liked it. We've watched the movie. My kids really liked the movie. I heard lots of kind of more negative things about it. So I had lower expectations. But, I knew it was just, like a little river ride. But, I thought it was good. So
It's good, especially if you don't have to wait a long time.
Yeah, right, yeah. I definitely don't think I would wait the, hour and a half or whatever, but, the fast pass was great, so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Then we decided to go over to Rafiki's Planet Watch. And that was really fun. So we took the little train out to that area. There were vets doing a procedure on a snake while we were over there. And so my kids were like enthralled. My older one really loves anything with science and animals. And so he loved it. And they let them like ask questions when they were finished, and they both had questions for the veterinarian. So that was cool.
Roughly what time do you think you were out there when they were doing this procedure? Cause I know they only do the procedures at certain times.
Mm-hmm. I think we were probably there around 10:30 or 11.
Okay.
Yeah. So that was neat. Then we went out to the petting zoo. The petting zoo was not very happen at this time of day, because they have like roped off areas where the animals can stay, like kind of in the middle where you can't get to them. And most of the animals were in there. They didn't really want to be out with people, and it was getting kind of warm. So that was a little bit of a disappointment, but it was fine. And then we headed back on the train back to Animal Kingdom. We had fast passes for Cali River Rapids and then Expedition Everest.
All right. And you have them kind of midday. So if you do get wet, not such a big deal because you'll dry off.
Yes.
How did you like Cali?
We liked it. It was shorter than I expected and less wet, honestly, than I expected. We did not get very wet at all. So, you know, enough for like a little bit of a refresh, but it wasn't like we were completely soaked. So it was good, but it was shorter than I'd expected.
Well, then again, it's a good thing you had a fast pass for it.
Yeah, exactly. Because the line was very long. Yep. And then we did Everest. So on this one, we had to figure out how we were going to ride because, you know, it's two and two. So my boys rode together, and then I rode behind them. And my oldest one really liked it, and my youngest one, again, said it was kind of scary, but he was okay, and so it was good.
I was curious how you were going to work that out with the seating.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's sweet. I definitely thought you would end up with one of the kids.
Yeah.
But the fact that they chose to sit together is kind of cute.
Yes, it is. And sometimes I did, because several times, you know, we had to split up. But sometimes I would ride, usually, and some rides said, you know, if they're under 7, they have to have a buddy who's over 14 or something. So in those cases, I would have to ride with my younger one, and then my older one would be, you know, in front or behind us. But it was fine.
In any families where the children outnumber the adults should be sort of thinking ahead about how they want to handle that, because on some rides that will definitely be something you have to decide.
Right.
So, okay. So, 6-year-old survived Expedition Everest. Didn't necessarily love it, but survived it.
Yeah. Let's see. Then we did a lunch. This was getting late. It was, like 1:45 or 2 o'clock. So it was towards the end of kind of lunchtime. We went over to Restaurantosaurus basically because it was just the closest thing to us. And I did mobile order there again, but this time, like, I'd done mobile order the day before and it went really smoothly and quickly. And this one, well, the restaurant was just packed, so anything was going to be slow. But it just took forever, it seemed like. But we finally got our food and we're able to cool off a little bit on the inside and made sure we found a table inside the restaurant, not on the outside, so we could be in some AC for a while. Mm-hmm. But that was good. And after that, we headed out, actually, and we did a DVC tour.
Oh, let's talk about that.
Yeah. So I mostly went for the incentives. But I also thought, you know, it's kind of midday and we could just kind of use it as a break and get out of the park for a little bit. So it was good. My kids really enjoyed. They have like a kids club where the kids can hang out.
Where did you go, first of all?
We went to Saratoga Springs. So they picked us up in the park or at the park right outside. And we went over to Saratoga. The kids got to go to a kids club for, you know, the time that I was talking to the sales agent, and they really had a good time, they said. So they got to play video games and color and have snacks. So they enjoyed it. When I went to pick them up, they were like, oh, we have to go already. So I guess it was a good time for them. Yeah.
That's a great kids club.
Yeah.
So what did you think of a tour and presentation and all that stuff?
I thought it was good, and I kind of knew it's not quite right for us at this moment, but I am perhaps interested in the future. So it was good to get the information, and hear about it. And, so it was good.
So your incentives included what?
3 fast passes for almost anything, except for, you know, like Pandora and Frozen and Mine Train. I think that's all, maybe a few more things, but, so for most things that's available, and also a gift card.
How much was the gift card?
It was $100.
Okay. Cause I think that amount might vary.
Yeah.
Occasionally. Cause when I did the tour, I don't think we got a gift card. I think we just got fast passes.
Okay.
So it can, the incentives can change, I think. But, so then you picked your kids up at the kids club, and then did they take you somewhere from there?
Yes. We had a dinner that night at Sanaa. So they took us over to Kidani Village for that.
Which is at Animal Kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
Just if anyone's never heard of it, of Kidani. Yes. Okay. So that's a very like grown up dinner reservation.
Yes, it is.
How did you guys like it?
We really liked it. It was a really good experience. Most of our meals were character meals, but I had heard about Sanaa and I wanted to try it. So, and my kids are pretty go with the flow and pretty much on any menu. They have some, you know, normal kind of kids foods. So we did that and it was really fun. The restaurant kind of looks out onto the savanna view that's there. And so we got to see lots of animals actually while we were eating. We got a table that was right beside the windows. And we saw giraffes and zebra and antelopes and ostrich and all kinds of different things while we were eating. So that was really cool.
That is cool.
Yeah.
What was your next stop after Sanaa?
After that, we headed back to our resort.
How did you get there?
We got there. It was quite a journey.
Mm-hmm.
So we had to do the bus to Animal Kingdom. And then we actually took a bus, just because it showed up first, we took a bus to Art of Animation instead of mm-hmm. Pop, and then just walked back across the bridge back to Pop.
I'm always fascinated how people get between resorts because mm-hmm. Unless you use minivan or Uber, it is always a bit of a journey.
Yes, it was. But we did get back eventually, and the boys, we went swimming after that.
So this was another day where you started early, but you mm-hmm. ended around dinner time or so.
Yes.
Okay. So this feels like a good pattern for you,
mm-hmm.
Which is good. However, I'll be interested because I know that you do have some fireworks plans during this
yes.
trip. All right. So let's move on to day 3.
All right. So day 3, we did not take a break and we stayed in the park all day. We went to Magic Kingdom. we got there probably around 8:15. It opened at 8, so we were a little bit behind, but it was still, you know, doable. There wasn't a ton of people yet. We went to Jungle Cruise, and when we got there, the posted wait was like 45 minutes, and I saw the line, and it was not a 45-minute line at all, and we waited maybe 15 minutes. So
those wait times are dramatic sometimes.
Yeah. It was quite dramatic because I, you know, I could see the line and I could see that it was not very long at all. So it was fine. So I was glad that we went ahead and did that and we're not scared away by the false wait time.
mm-hmm.
And then we went over to Splash Mountain because it was almost a walk on at that time of day. And we love Splash Mountain. So we did that. And then we had a fast pass for Big Thunder after that.
And, was this going to be your 6-year-old's first time on that ride?
Yes. On Big Thunder it was.
On Big Thunder. And Splash. Mm-hmm. Had he been on Splash before?
He had been on Splash. Yeah, we did that. I think we'd done it the first day we were there. Yeah, we did. And we'd done it the year before. So he'd done that before.
Okay.
And he was fine on Splash.
How did he like Big Thunder?
He liked it okay. Because there's no big, huge drops or anything. So he was, I think this was the least scary of the roller coaster type rides. So he did pretty well.
I think it's kind of satisfying though, because it's pretty long.
Yeah.
And I feel like everyone kind of has fun.
Yeah.
On so that one.
He was fine with that. And then we had a breakfast at Be Our Guest. Initially I'd planned this at like 8:05 a.m., but then they moved the park hours. And so I decided to move our time up to, I think it was about like 9:55 or so when we had breakfast.
All right. So you did a few rides, and this is exactly what I recommend if people have the issue that you did, which mm-hmm. is you had a breakfast reservation overlapping the park hours.
Yes.
It's better to schedule your breakfast a little bit later to do mm-hmm. what you did, which is take advantage of low crowds and get some rides done and then do a late breakfast instead.
Mm-hmm. So we did that, and I was able to do the order online before we went. Actually, I did it in the park that morning in line for something else.
And just to clarify for people, the Be Our Guest breakfast and lunch ordering is not the same as mobile ordering.
Right.
I mean, it's confusing because it is considered quick service and it is pre-ordering, but it's not exactly the same thing. But you can order up to 30 days ahead of time if you want.
Right.
But it's a separate menu.
Yeah.
When you're in the app or the website.
Yes. So we did do that online so that we wouldn't have to do it when we got in there. And I was glad when we got in there because it was a pretty long line and kind of looked like a little bit hectic. So it was good to just pass by that and do our pay with our magic band and have a seat.
And then the food magically appears.
Yes, it did. Yes. So we enjoyed our breakfast and got to walk around and look in all the different rooms. And that was good.
Did you order an entree for everybody for breakfast?
Yes, we did that day.
And did you think that was the right amount of food, too much food? How did you feel about it?
I thought it was pretty good. My older son had, I think, pancakes or something, and he ate like every bit of it. Like he was starving. So that was good. My younger one had like cereal or something. So he was happy with that. And then I felt like mine was, it was a decent amount. It was a little more than I could eat, I think, but it was not too much.
Okay.
Let's see. Then we had a fast pass for Haunted Mansion. So we got on Haunted Mansion. My younger one, we went on it last year and he was scared of it. And so I, you know, talked to them multiple times about it. You know, it's just a ride. You don't have to be afraid. I had him watch the Haunted Mansion movie, which he decided he loved. And so we watched it multiple times. And so I thought we were going to have a better experience this time. But he was still scared of the ride. And we were on it and it got stuck. So then he really didn't like the ride because then he was stuck on it and we weren't moving. I think we weren't like seeing anything super scary at the moment we got stuck, but he still was, he had a tough time on that one.
That's so interesting, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
You never really know what their fears are going to be.
Yeah, right. But we got off that and he was, once we were off, he was fine. We headed over to, we did Mad Tea Party, and then we had a fast pass for Mine Train. So Mine Train was fun. It was all of our first time to do that, and we really enjoyed it. My little guy loved it, too, so it was not too scary for him.
How did they choose to sit on that one?
On that one, it was posted that anyone under 7 had to have someone over 14. So that was one of those. So I rode with my younger son, and then my older one rode right behind us.
Yeah, that is technically supposed to be the rule throughout Disney World. But
they don't always enforce it so literally. Like, you're there, even if your kids are in the row ahead of you, you're there watching them. So I think making you sit by your 6-year-old is a little, you know, unnecessary if you're if you're just one row away.
Right.
But thankfully you had that option, because what if your kids were, you know, 5 and 4 or something?
Right, right. That's true. So it was fine. They enjoyed that. And so then we'd used all of our fast passes, and we were able to do quite a few more that day, just through the app. And I'd get something and I was able to like modify it if it was a time that was later. So that went really well for us that day.
It is so interesting to me how easy the summertime has become. Because I think everyone assumes summer is going to be so busy, and that was pretty true until the last couple of years. But the fact that you could keep getting fast passes is a good indicator that it wasn't crazy busy.
Yeah. Yeah. So that was really good. We got like 6 or 7 more throughout the day. So that was good.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Yeah, it was great. So we pretty much didn't wait in a line. So it was awesome.
And is this the day that you had the dessert party?
Yes, it was.
How did that go?
The dessert party was good. We had not planned to do like a big meal that day, but we wanted to do Crystal Palace, and I had it for another morning. And I just checked the app randomly that day, and there was an opening for dinner. So I switched it to, I switched our breakfast to a dinner, since we were there all day, and this was like going to be kind of an out of the way going to Magic Kingdom and then going somewhere else. So we went ahead and did that. So we weren't super hungry for the dessert party, but we still really enjoyed it. We enjoyed all the desserts. My older son loved the apple cider, so he drank like his weight in apple cider, I think. But it was fun. We enjoyed our desserts, and we had a good spot for the fireworks. So it was good.
In the garden.
Mm-hmm. In the garden.
So the way it works is you have your desserts at a table in Tomorrowland Terrace, and then you are allowed to go out to the garden and to watch the fireworks.
Yes.
Did you find the area particularly crowded? I mean, I know you don't have anything to compare it to, really.
Right.
But one of the concerns recently has been that because they opened this up, they just created a new dessert party where people do the opposite order of what you're talking about, where you start in the garden, then you go eat desserts. So people are concerned the garden's going to get busy. So
we did not find it busy. Not really wasn't. So I don't know if they were all in the same area that we were. I don't know. but it was fine for us. So
good.
Yeah.
And was this your first time seeing Happily Ever After or no?
We'd seen it last year, but we were in just, you know, find a random spot and, you know, crowds all around us. So, this was definitely a better experience. We had, we could see it better, and just, it was much more relaxed, especially like the waiting for the fireworks, you know, because we were out there. I'd say we were probably out there for at least 30 minutes or so before the fireworks. After we'd eaten our dessert, we came on over, and it was just really relaxing. Like, they had a PhotoPass photographer out there to take pictures of families, like, in front of the castle. And we just kind of got to sit around and talk, and it was a good experience.
I think you just summed up why these extra events sometimes are worth it, like relaxing and easy.
Yeah.
Because people always, you know, are critical of Disney offering, you know, extra things. But sometimes if you're willing to pay for it, you will buy yourself some more easy time during your trip.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And this is one of those, I think.
Yeah, I definitely agree. It was much, much better than last time. So we enjoyed it.
Good. And so how did you feel about this day being a little different pattern than the previous ones, where you ended up there, you know, quite a bit past dinner?
It was good. I mean, we did fine. We took enough time out. Like, in the afternoon, we kind of stopped for the parade. The parade actually ended up getting canceled because it started to rain, and had thunderstorm warnings and stuff. But we were able to, like, sit down for a while, at least at that point, you know, and we took breaks ourselves. Like, I made us, you know, sit down or go do something that didn't require walking around or being outside. So it worked out fine. And we couldn't have done it every day, but it was fine for this day.
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of a necessity if you want to see fireworks, you know, you have to stay for those. So did you go back after the dessert party?
Actually, we were kind of got a second wind after that because we'd kind of gotten to chill out for a while. And we decided to go over. I got a fast pass for Buzz Lightyear. So we were just going to do that. But then we ended up also doing the Laugh Floor and the People Mover before we headed back to Pop.
That's kind of fun. The People Mover is a different experience at night.
Yes, you know, it was fun. Because
everything's lit up.
Yes. Yes. So it was good. And my younger one ended up really loving the Laugh Floor. So we had a fun time doing that.
Good. And then you went back to your hotel.
Then we finally went back, yes, and went to bed.
And then, so what was day four like then?
So day four, because we were out really late, we decided to sleep in. We were going over to Epcot, but we had a breakfast at Trattoria Al Forno for the Bon Voyage breakfast. And so we decided to not go to Epcot. I was going to do maybe a couple of rides before we went to breakfast, but we decided to just skip that and go on to breakfast. So
what time was your breakfast reservation?
Our breakfast was about 10:30.
Okay.
So we decided to take an Uber that day just to avoid the craziness of trying to get between places.
Have you ever taken Uber before?
We just a couple of times, but yeah, we did it this time. So it was all super smooth. We got someone to take us pretty quickly. And we went over to Boardwalk for our breakfast.
And the difference in Uber and using Disney transportation would have been like 10 minutes versus 90 or something.
Right. Exactly.
It's a long trek to get, especially over to the Boardwalk.
Yeah.
Okay. So how did you like, the Bon Voyage breakfast?
We enjoyed it. I thought the food was really good. Like of all the, you know, of any breakfast, we did a couple of character breakfasts, but this was definitely my favorite food. Just because they had more variety, they had different stuff than just, you know, the normal waffles and sausage and that kind of thing. And the characters were really fun. They were all really, and they had, you know, some boys, so that was fun to do see Prince Eric and Flynn Rider over there. So it was a good experience.
Good. I'm going to have to write this on my list of things to retry. Because when I was there, it was still pretty early, and they had not worked out the kinks. And so I think I want to try it again just to see how it is. Because I'm hearing good things about it.
Yeah, we enjoyed it.
So then you walked from there into Epcot.
Mm-hmm. We did.
Did you have any trouble finding the International Gateway?
No. And actually, we did not walk. We took a boat. We could have walked really easily, but the boat was there. So we decided to take the boat.
Okay. So you didn't. You definitely didn't have any trouble finding it if the boat took
Yes, because it took us right there.
Okay. So then Epcot time.
Epcot, it was. So by the time we finished breakfast, it was like about noon, I'd say. So we were there right in the middle of the day and it was quite warm. So basically we just decided to do our fast passes that we had.
Which was
Test Track, Spaceship Earth. And actually we had one for, Finding Nemo, the Seas with Nemo and Friends. And we ended up not doing it. And we used one of our extra fast passes from our DVC tour and went on Soarin'.
Okay, so Test Track, Soarin', and Spaceship Earth.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you decided to do.
Yeah, that's what we did.
All right, how did those rides go for your family?
They all were very good. My kids really liked all of those. They loved Test Track. They got to make the car and do that. They really had fun with that. So it was all good. Nothing too scary that day for my little guy, so it was good.
Yeah, that's always a plus.
Yes, it was.
And there's probably nothing at Epcot that would really scare him, I don't think.
No, I don't think so. We didn't have any scary moments at Epcot.
So you used your three fast passes, and then what?
Then we decided to take a little break that afternoon. So we went back to our hotel, And we just swam that afternoon. And because we were there kind of right in the middle of the afternoon, they did the pool party, which was fun. My kids enjoyed that. They played some games and, it was good.
And then how was the evening spent?
The evening we went back over to Magic Kingdom because we had a reservation for Be Our Guest.
So you're back to Be Our Guest for dinner, which is totally different than breakfast.
Yes. Yes, it was.
All right. Also something that gets mixed reviews. So
okay, yeah, it did. But we thought it was really good. I had braised beef, and it was delicious. So the kids liked their food. I think they had pretty standard stuff. Like kids menu kind of things. But I thought my food was really good. They had the gray stuff for dessert, which they liked. I tried it and I thought it was just kind of okay. But I had like a lemon meringue cupcake or something that was pretty good. So it was good.
All right. So good reviews for you, from you for Be Our Guest dinner. And the, and the service was good. And did you meet the Beast and all that kind of stuff?
Mm-hmm. I met the Beast. Our server was great. We had to wait for the Beast because, you know, right when we were about to go, he was taking his break. So we had to wait a little bit, but, it was good.
And did you spend some time in the park after that?
We did spend a little bit of time. I had gotten a fast pass for Enchanted Tales with Belle since we were over there, doing Beauty and the Beast stuff already. I decided we'd do that evening. So we went there right after dinner. And then we also did a meet with Tiana and Rapunzel. We'd met Rapunzel actually that morning at the other breakfast. But my younger son's, one of his favorite movies is Princess and the Frog. And so he wanted to meet Tiana. So we did that.
What did you think of Tiana?
We really loved Tiana. She was awesome.
The reason I ask is I think she's probably my favorite. She's just a really great character to meet.
She was, yes. Very, very engaging with the kids. It was a good experience. Let's see, what else did we do? I wanted to take the picture with the lanterns over by the Rapunzel bathrooms. Mm-hmm. And so we were there at a good time for that. So we went over there and we did that after the character meet.
But how long of a wait was it?
It was not terrible. They went pretty well. It was probably about 15-ish minutes, I would say.
That's not too bad. And for anyone who's interested, this is just it's like a prop, lantern prop that you pose with in front of the Rapunzel restrooms, which don't look like restrooms in photos. Right. But it's very popular. So
yeah,
there is always a line.
We actually went there first and my younger one was like, I really don't want to do this and kind of being a little fussy about it. So we actually rode Small World first and then came back to it. Because I was like, I really do want to do it. And my older son wanted to do it too. So, and we did get my little guy in the picture. So it was all good.
Good.
Yes.
I always ask for a few photos at the end of the interview. So I would like it if you sent that one.
Sure. I'll do that.
Cause that's always a really great photo op. I think, they come out really well.
They did. Yeah. It was fun.
So was that the end of your Magic Kingdom time?
That was, yes. That was the end of the day. So we headed back and got to bed.
I like that this was a more laid-back day compared to the others because it's really hard to maintain that pace.
Yes.
You know, the long, long days. And you're being flexible and listening to the needs of your family.
Yes.
So that's all good.
Yeah.
And I also had written down that you were doing Cinderella's Royal Table. So was that a different day?
That was a different day.
Okay, yeah. So we'll get to it. All right. So what was your next day like then?
So the next day we went back to Animal Kingdom. We decided to start that day a little bit late because we were staying for fireworks. So we didn't get to the park till... we had a fast pass for Flight of Passage. So that was like our first thing on the menu that day. I think we got there probably around 10:30.
And you headed right for Flight of Passage.
Yes, we did. We went right to Flight of Passage.
What'd you think?
We really liked it. It was a great ride. All of us enjoyed it. One of my kiddos had a little bit of a hard time to keep his glasses on mm-hmm. because they were kind of falling down. So that was a little distracting for him, I think. But my little guy had trouble like getting into the seat a little bit. I mean, he could do it, but didn't have his legs quite right. So they had to kind of adjust him as they were coming by. We got it worked out and it was fine. So we enjoyed it.
Yeah. I think that they need kid size glasses or something because they're really hard. I mean, they fit me and I don't have a small head. So the fact that they fit me means they're not fitting children.
Right.
So they need like a strap to keep them on or like a smaller size or something. Cause that makes it harder.
Yeah, it did. But we enjoyed it. We had a great time. And after that it was around lunchtime, so we went ahead and just went over to Satuli Canteen for lunch.
Did you mobile order there?
We actually didn't because the line was not super long. And my app was being funky at that moment too, so I just decided to wait in the line. That was the only issue with mobile order, was that, you know, if my app was not pulling up right, there were several times when it would go down. I think they were working on it or something the week we were there. It was kind of off and on. But for most of the part, it worked. But this day was a little funky.
Yeah, when it works, it's great.
Yes, exactly. So we just waited in line. It was fine. The food was really good. My kids got the cheeseburger pods, and they really liked those. And I got a bowl, and they were really good.
It's always good food and it's pretty food.
Very pretty.
They decorate it very nicely there.
Yes.
So what did you do after lunch then?
Okay. After lunch, we, headed over to, where we go to Dinosaur, I think. Yeah.
I am appreciative to all of you who write this stuff down.
Because yes, I did.
This is a lot of detail. Did you take notes every day about what you did?
Well, I tried to, and then I got really tired at night, so I kind of didn't. But then I went back after we'd gotten home, and I kind of wrote everything else down.
Yeah, it's hard. This level of detail is not easy. So
yes, so we did Dinosaur. My younger kiddo loves dinosaurs, so he ended up really liking it. I'd heard it was kind of scary, and it was kind of scary.
You might have heard from me that it's kind of scary.
Yeah, I probably did.
I am terrified of that ride.
Really?
Yeah, I don't like things jumping out at me, so that is, you know.
Gotcha. Yeah, that definitely happened. But my older one was kind of iffy about it, but my younger one loved it. So, you know. So we did that. Then we went to a gift shop. And my younger one got some dinosaurs and decided he wanted to take them out of his box and then put them back in the box and then carry them around with him. And then this did not work out well because after Dinosaur, we walked back over. We just kind of hung out in Dinoland, did a few like little things around. Oh, we did Primeval World. After all that, we walked back over towards Africa for dinner at Tusker House.
Mm-hmm.
When we got to dinner, we were waiting, you know, we had to put our name in and just wait for a little bit. And we were waiting and my little guy opened up his box and two of his dinosaurs had fallen out somewhere along the way. And so he had a little bit of a meltdown, was just like crying and, you know, he was just really upset about his dinosaurs. And of course, at this moment, they called us back to go to our table. So we went back there and he's just having a terrible time. So people are like, what's going on with him? And I was telling people what had happened. And once we sat down, Daisy Duck was like right there by our table. And she came over to my little guy and just like loved on him and hugged him and like patted his head and was super, super duper sweet to him. And she and another cast member in the room, they asked what was going on. And so I told them. And so a little bit later, a manager came over with one of the little Pinocchio no strings coupons and gave that to us so he could get a new set of dinosaurs.
That is the best.
Yes, it was.
I love that.
Yes. So they were very sweet, very accommodating to my little guy, and made his day much better. So that was good.
That is super sweet. I'm glad that they got that worked out. How did you like the food and overall experience at Tusker House?
We like Tusker House. The food was good. There was a good mix, I thought, of, you know, just kind of normal food and more like African inspired food. So it was good. Everyone found stuff that they wanted to eat. So it was good.
Tusker is another one that is starting to get mixed reviews. So that's why I want to ask whenever anyone goes to see what your perspective is, especially the time to sit down seems to take a while. How long did it take for you after you checked in?
Really not super long. I think maybe 10 minutes.
Okay, that's not bad.
But there were a lot of people in the waiting area. But I'm sure it helped that we were just a table of three people. We never waited a super long time when we had to sit down in places. So it was good.
Good. I'm glad that you enjoyed it. And this was also the dining package. So you got vouchers to go see Rivers of Light.
Yes, we did.
What did you do between dinner and Rivers of Light then?
We had to go back to Dinoland to get the dinosaurs, of course.
Mm-hmm. I was just picturing that in my head when you said you got the voucher. I was like, well, that's on the other side of the park.
Yes. So we went back over there, and we also we rode Dinosaur again because my little guy loved Dinosaur. So we got another fast pass for that just to help calm him down and, you know, have a good evening.
So the dinosaurs have been restored.
Yes, they were.
And then you checked in for Flight of Passage? I mean, not Flight of Passage, Rivers of Light?
Yes, we did.
And how far ahead of time did you check in to the scene area?
I think it was about 30 minutes or so before. We grabbed like a couple little, like a drink or something and maybe a pretzel because we knew we'd be sitting there for a little bit just to give them something to do.
That's very smart. Anytime there's outdoor seating and a wait, it's good to grab something because they allow food and drink in the outdoor seating areas.
Yes. Yeah.
So smart.
So, we sat and waited for that. We got really good seats. Like I said, we were about 30 minutes, so I wasn't sure, you know, a lot of people had checked in already, but it was perfectly fine. We got good seats where we could see everything, so it was good.
And so how'd you like the show?
We enjoyed it. We'd never seen it before, and I'd heard that it was kind of, you know, people didn't think it was super exciting. But my kids liked it. I liked it. The ladies who go on the boat who come out before the show were really fun, and they came like right by where we were sitting. My son had like a Stitch hat on, and so one of the ladies was like playing with his hat a little bit before, you know, when she was walking around. So that was really cool. We enjoyed it.
I'm glad you liked it. I think that when you're on the dining plan, that it makes sense to use one of your credits for the package. And because that just makes getting into the show so much easier.
Yeah. So it was good.
Good. And then you headed back to Pop Century?
Yes, we did. Oh, one thing I didn't mention was before, I guess, we went over to Dino Land before Rivers of Light, we did It's Tough to Be a Bug because we hadn't done that yet. And that was like the one ride that my 8-year-old did not like.
It's terrifying.
Yeah. So, my little one loved it, of course. So, he thought it was great and, liked the bugs. And my older one was like, I do not want to do that again. That was terrible.
It is that and Dinosaur and Expedition Everest, I think, sneak up on parents sometimes. Like the height requirement or the, you know, recommended age is a little lower than what some people like, but your 8-year-old may never like it again.
Yeah, he probably won't. He got off and said, I think there was something wrong with my seat. And I said, no, that's how it's supposed to be.
Yeah. So it was. It's creepy and not all of us like creepy.
Yes. So.
All right.
That was that day.
So you have a couple days left in your trip.
Mm-hmm.
What was day six?
Day six was back to Epcot. we're planning to be there at Rope Drop, and we didn't because it was another late night. And so we were there not till about 10 o'clock. I had to actually reschedule a fast pass. It was actually a frozen fast pass, so I was afraid that it was not going to be able to be rescheduled easily, but I was able to get it for the afternoon, so it worked out okay. So we went over to Mexico and did the Grand Fiesta tour, and they just looked around the pavilion there, which was fun. And we'd also eaten some pastries over in Norway before we did that,
mm-hmm.
Which was good. We got the school bread and a pretzel, and can't remember what my little guy got. I think he got the cupcake, the big giant on his cupcake.
And you were there before 11 o'clock.
We were there a little bit before 11. That's when we ate our little pastries, and then we went over to Mexico.
So this is good for people to know because, in general, the World Showcase opens at 11, but mm-hmm. parts of it are open before 11, including Norway.
Right.
And that's why you were able to go there and eat before 11 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a question, too. Yeah. So did you have touring plans laid out for all the days of your trip ahead of time?
I did, but I kind of adjusted as I went. And towards the end, they were kind of not quite out the window, but more so than I followed them.
Yeah, and the reason that I asked is because when you arrive late, like you did, later than you mm-hmm. expect, it's good to dive into that hour when you arrive. So, like, if you were already planning Grand Fiesta Tour at 10 o'clock, then you did exactly the right thing by starting it at 10 o'clock. A lot of people, they'll have their touring plans, they'll start late, and then they'll just start from the beginning. And it's really better to jump in, like, wherever you plan to be at that time, because you'll still have the benefit of lower lines or whatever, shorter lines.
Right.
So I just wanted to mention that because I thought you did it correctly, but I wasn't sure what your plan was for that.
Yes, yes.
All right, so Grand Fiesta Tour.
Yep, Grand Fiesta Tour. And then we went over and did the character spot. We had a fast pass for that and met Mickey, Minnie, and Goofy. We'd already met Mickey and Goofy, but we'd never met Minnie anywhere, so we wanted to do that. And then we already had a lunch reservation at Garden Grill.
Okay, so Grand Fiesta Tour, characters, and then more characters at Garden Grill.
Yes.
Was this considered a lunch reservation?
Yes, it was a lunch.
Okay, how did you like it?
We really liked the food and the characters, but I think just the combination of being hot and eating too much and the spinning did not really work well for us. So my little guy was fine, but I and my older son just were not feeling great by the end of our meal.
Yeah, because it does do one rotation roughly per meal.
Yes, yes. And I'd never heard anyone like feeling sick on it. And like I'd only heard, you know, good things. So I was surprised. But yeah, he was, especially my little guy, was just not feeling good. So as soon as we got off and started walking again, he was fine. But I think just the spinning restaurant with all the other stuff was just not a good mixture.
Yeah, I think it definitely affects it, like how much water you've had, how hot it is. It really can affect how you feel on the rides and obviously mm-hmm. in a restaurant that turns.
Yes.
So, yep. So you stayed in the parks.
Yes, we did.
All right. So what was the rest? What was the highlights of the rest of your Epcot time?
Well, right after we did that, we packed it in pretty well for the rest of the day. We did Living with the Land right after we'd gone on the restaurant, which was cool since we'd just seen all the different areas. And then we went over and used another one of our extra fast passes from the DVC tour for Soren again. So we did that. And then we went over to the Seas with Nemo and friends and did that and Turtle Talk and just kind of walked around in the aquarium part, which was really cool. There were some really cool animals, the manatees and dolphins and the giant sea turtles were over there. So that was pretty cool. Let's see. Then we went over and did Figment. And my kids just really enjoyed in Epcot doing like the stuff in the pavilions, like after the rides. So after Figment and after Spaceship Earth and Test Track, all the different like little things they have to do in there. They really enjoyed that. And when I did my touring plans, I don't think I really devoted a lot of time to doing that stuff. So it was a good thing that we were flexible because they really enjoyed just playing around and doing different stuff in those areas.
Yeah, I think you have a really good point, which is Epcot pavilions do have stuff to do because each building is more than just the ride. Like at the Seas, there's the aquarium you talked about, and in the Imagination Pavilion, there's a whole play area at the exit of Journey. Yeah, so that is something good. And it's also like you're there in the afternoon, so it's someplace you can be in air conditioning and not be out in the sun.
Right.
So that's really good. And are you, as you list out these things that you did, are you basically not waiting a whole lot for anything?
No, for these things, we really didn't wait a long time. The waits were pretty low. So we had like another extra fast pass. And actually, the extra fast passes we got from the DVC tour expired like on this day. They were only good for like 4 days or so after the tour. So we had those in case we needed them. But we really didn't need them because we were pretty much everything was a walk on.
That's great. Especially in the middle of the afternoon.
Yeah. So we did that, and then we had our fast pass for Frozen, so we headed over there, and we all really enjoyed that. It was really cool. We had never done that before, so we enjoyed it.
Good.
And then we decided to do Test Track with our last extra fast pass, but after we got through the part where we made our car, the ride broke down. So we didn't get to do that. They gave us the fast pass, you know, for the multiple experiences. We got that, but we really were not planning to go on anything else. So we did end up going on Spaceship Earth when we were leaving, but the wait was like nothing. So it was really not worth using. And also in there, we met Baymax and also Joy and Sadness.
You met them in the evening after Test Track?
Mm-hmm.
And how were the lines for those?
Baymax was pretty short. Joy and Sadness was longer. And then Joy and Sadness took a break while you're in line, which made it a little longer. But both of those were really, really good experiences, especially Joy and Sadness were so fun. And so they were worth the wait.
Yeah, they're so cute.
They are so cute, and they were so good to my kids. My little guy was back in his I don't really want to meet anyone mood, and they were not going to have that with Joy and Sadness. So they, like, pulled him in and were so sweet with him. My older one had, like, a Stitch hat on that day, and so Joy grabbed the hat off of his head and put it on Sadness's head, and Sadness was like acting like Stitch, you know, like had her claws out and stomping around. So it was super cute and very fun.
That is cute. If you have things on like buttons or hats or shirts with a character on or something, it gives them something to play off of.
Mm-hmm.
So that makes it fun.
Yes, it did. It was really fun.
So you just did that, then you did Spaceship Earth, and then you're back to the hotel.
Well, we did Spaceship Earth, and it was almost time for Illuminations at this point because it had just stretched into the evening. And so we decided we just might as well walk over there and see it. So we did that. I had planned to see it, and then we weren't going to see it. But since we were there so late, we went ahead and watched them before we came back.
Was this your first time or not?
This was our first time. And we didn't have a great spot because we were kind of back towards Future World. But it was good. We enjoyed it.
So far you've seen Illuminations, Happily Ever After Fireworks, and Rivers of Light. So even though you had several where you left at dinner time, you have seen so far three of the four. So that's pretty good.
Yeah, I thought so.
All right. So this is relatively late night.
Yes, it was.
So what was day seven?
Day seven was back to Magic Kingdom. And we did not get there for rope drop because it was late night again. We got there at about 9:30 or 10. So, we got there and did our fast pass. We had a fast pass for Mine Train right away. So we did that. And then we made a stop over at Gaston's Tavern for a cinnamon roll and Lethu's brew, which was really good. And then we headed over to Tomorrowland. In Tomorrowland, like I said before, they were doing the Incredibles summer stuff. And they had all these different like photo setups, like three of them, I think, in Tomorrowland. And so this day we did all three of those. Since my little guy really loves the Incredibles, we decided to do all those. And they were really cool. And they did like a little video with those, kind of like a ad for the Incredibles movie along with your picture. So it was cool. We had fast passes for Space Mountain again and Buzz Lightyear. But then we also did Carousel of Progress this day. And my kids enjoyed that. And it was a good, like, out of the sun, cooler place to be. So that was good.
Yeah, never a wait. And guaranteed, like, 20 minutes or so out of the sun.
Exactly. Yep. So that was good. We met Stitch that day, which was cool. For my older one who really loves Stitch. So that was good. We played more Sorcerer of the Magic Kingdom. And we also went to the Hall of Presidents. So it was fun.
Good. You have gotten a lot done.
Yes, we have.
At Magic Kingdom. And again, you're not seeing a lot of wait times for these things?
No, no. I mean, I think the things that had wait times, we mostly had fast passes for. So it was good.
Which is the ideal.
Yes, exactly. So then we had our lunch at Cinderella's Royal Table. Our lunch was not till about 2:15. So it was a late lunch. But we had to get there through like the crowds for the parade, which is a little difficult. And I had not really planned for that. So they had like the roped off areas and they had some marching bands going, before the parade. So we kind of had to make our way through some back areas and finally get back to the castle. So just something to keep in mind if anyone has a late lunch, that can be a little crazy.
Yeah, I think it's a good tip that anything you have planned during the Festival of Fantasy Parade, you need to figure out how you're going to navigate it because the parade route is going to be blocked off. And it's going to make it harder to get from point A to point B.
Right. And I mean, this was fairly well before the parade, but it was already, you know, they had the ropes out and people were gathering. So it was a little bit of a trek to get back there. But we got back there and got checked in to our lunch.
How was it?
We really enjoyed it. It was good. We did have to wait a while to be called up, probably because I checked in a little bit late because of the navigating through the crowds. We were checked in a little bit late. but we got up there, got our picture with Cinderella before we went upstairs, and the boys really enjoyed it. They got little swords and we got a wand, and met all the princesses. I think they all were coming by fairly quickly because they were ending lunchtime. But it was good.
Was this previously scheduled to be your last day of your trip?
No, it wasn't.
This was going to be second to last day before.
Yeah.
Okay. I was just curious because, I was thinking Cinderella's Royal Table was the last day, or Magic Kingdom was your last day. But anyway. All right. So you enjoyed Cinderella's Royal Table. Is this your last character meal of the trip?
Yes, it was.
So having been to several, which one was your favorite?
Oh, actually, it was not our last character meal. I forgot. We had one more. Our the morning that we left, we went to Ohana.
Okay, so I'll ask you after every day what your favorite was, because I'm just curious, because you've been able to do so many. But you, okay, but Ohana breakfast was originally your day one, and you instead got it for the end of your trip.
Yes.
Okay. All right. So let's go back to Cinderella's Real Table. And we're back. So you did your late lunch there.
Yes.
And then what?
Then I was able to get a fast pass for Splash Mountain. So we did that afterwards. I got another one for Junk Cruise after we did Splash Mountain, but it started raining and a little bit of lightning, so they had to close that down. so we got the multiple experience fast pass again for that. And we ended up just going back to the Laugh Floor because my youngest one had loved it so much. And so we did that for our last ride of the day.
And the beauty in having some flexibility in your plans is that you can go back and revisit favorites. Mm-hmm. I mean, if it's Monsters, Inc. Laugh Floor, it's a lot easier to revisit than if it's Flight of Passage. But it's nice to allow some open space. But you have a nice lengthy trip, so that it's easier to do.
Yes, it definitely was. So we did that, and we headed back to Pop for the evening, where we just swam and ate dinner over there.
Good. Did you have anything of note about the food court since you were able to go there a few different times? Like any favorite foods or?
Well, I was excited when I heard that they made like a new like artisanal pizza stuff. They just started that recently at Pop Food Court. So I got one of those on this night actually, and it ended up just being like a flatbread pizza with like a strip of bacon on each piece of pizza, which is not exactly what I was expecting. Mm-hmm. So it was okay, but it was just kind of like, oh, okay, well, this is what it is.
It didn't live up to the artisanal name.
Yeah, not exactly. But overall, it was good. And mostly we just had stuff like pizza. My other son thought their meatball subs were amazing, so we had those several times. We got like a quiche and a soup, which was really good there one day. But it was just nice to, you know, just have something quick and get over there. So it was good.
How do you navigate food court when you have different windows to order for three different people?
Ah, yes. That was sometimes interesting. So basically my 8-year-old's able to like hold stuff on a tray. So basically we just wait in one line and get whatever we wanted from there and then wait in the other line and get something from there. And most of the time I would just choose from whatever my kids wanted. Mm-hmm. Like if they were at one window, I'd say, okay, I'm just going to get something from here instead of waiting. I did get that wonderful artisanal pizza, but other than that, I mostly just, got something at whatever window they wanted to go to.
Yeah. That's the downside of a food court, is the different lines, and some of them are a little bit longer than others. And so it can be quite a hassle, but, I was just curious how you did that.
Yep.
Okay. So day 8.
Yes. So this was our last park day and we went to Hollywood Studios.
Yeah. You hadn't spent much time there, but when you did, you kind of did a lot of stuff. Mm-hmm. So what was this Hollywood Studios day like?
We got there around lunchtime and we did lunch at Mama Melrose and did the Fantasmic package for that. we liked it. We liked Mama Melrose. It was good. I got the steak there, which was really good. It has like a macaroni and cheese with it, which was really yummy. So we enjoyed that. We had good desserts. So we enjoyed that.
So now we know you did the nighttime shows in all four parks because you had the Fantasmic dining package here.
Yes, we did. So after that, we did Muppets. We had a Star Tours Fast Pass and a Toy Story Fast Pass. And so that was good. And we were able to go and see that Incredibles 2 preview again. So we made my little guy happy.
You did it. And there was never in a million years you thought that's what you'd be doing on your last park
day. Oh, but we did that and it was good. We also met Groot and Star-Lord over there in that same, building. And that was good. The wait was pretty long for them. But it was fun. They were a fun meet and greet. So that was good. Then we had a Tower of Terror fast pass again. My little guy at first was like, I don't know if I want to do that again. But he did and he was fine. So So we did that.
The Tower of Terror is kind of the bookends of your trip.
Yeah.
Kind of. You started and ended there.
Yes, we did. So then my 8-year-old really wanted to do Rock and Roller Coaster. And my little guy really did not want to do that. So that was kind of I don't really know what I'm going to do. How are we going to do this? Are you going to be able to do it? I thought we might just have to say, you know, sorry, bud, maybe another time. But my 8-year-old decided to talk to my 6-year-old about what he could do to, like, get him to go on this ride with us. And so he decided to offer him another toy to be able to go on this ride. And the 6-year-old said that he would do it. So
and
without really my consent, but we did go ahead and do a Rock and Roller Coaster.
And how did it go?
It was fine. I sat by the little guy because I told him, you know, if you do it, I will sit by you. And then my older one sat by himself, and he did okay. It's a pretty short ride, so he did okay.
It's short but intense.
Yes, it was intense.
But good for your boys for working that one out.
Yes, they did.
That's super cute. What was the toy that he promised him? It must have been very valuable.
Well, just whatever he wanted, but he ended up getting a Frozen, like, stuffed the marshmallow, the big like snowman from that. So he got that.
I have a feeling your little one is quite a character.
Yes, he is.
Because the things that you have mentioned, his interests are wide and varied.
Yes, exactly.
And he seems very passionate about them.
So. Yes, that is exactly right.
Good for him.
Yep. So the rest of the day we did, some shows. We saw, were able to see Beauty and the Beast, and also Indiana Jones and the Frozen sing-along.
What did your family think of all of those shows?
We really like Beauty and the Beast. That's, always been my favorite movie. And my boys like it too. So it was fun. It was, interesting the way that it was, like, broken up. So I wasn't sure where they were going at certain points, but it was good. Indiana Jones, we really liked, especially my little one. He loves action and all that kind of stuff. So he loved that. And, the Frozen sing-along, we all really liked. It was funny and it was fun. And, we all know the songs. And so we were able to sing along. And, then the snow machines at the end were super fun.
Yeah. Super cute. I love that you went to all the shows, because some people are not show people, so Hollywood Studios doesn't have as much to offer for them, but you guys did all of them.
Yeah.
So, good. And then, so after you did the shows, was it time for Fantasmic yet?
No, we still had dinner at 50s Primetime first.
Okay, what did you think of dinner at 50s Primetime?
We enjoyed it. We had fun. So our server was really fun. He was one who, like, kind of played around along with us. He found out we were from Missouri, so he called us Missouri the whole time we were in there. And we were kind of, like, not in, like, a big main area. It was kind of like a little room off to the side with about 4 tables. So he was just kind of fun with our whole little group back there. So it was a good experience.
And you liked the food?
Mm-hmm. We did like the food. I got the sampler, so I got to try a little bit of everything. And then my kids had, I think, like, macaroni and like a pot pie or something. So they enjoyed that.
What was your favorite of the sampler entrees?
I liked the meatloaf. I love meatloaf. So that was my fave.
I think it's my favorite too. And meatloaf's not my favorite thing in general, but I think there it's really good.
Yeah, it was really good. So I enjoyed that.
So after dinner?
So then we headed over to Fantasmic.
And had you seen it before?
We had not seen it before.
Okay, so this is first time. Mm-hmm. And you sat in the Fantasmic Dining Package section.
Uh-huh.
Which is the best seating, I think.
Yeah, yeah. So it was really good. We enjoyed the show. And my kids liked it. So, yeah, it was good.
So no parts of that were too dark for them?
No, they were fine. Okay. They were fine with that.
Occasionally that'll get little kids, but it kind of just depends on what, you know, what their fears are. But your kids enjoyed it. That's good.
Yeah, they liked it.
And that was the end of your Hollywood Studios day?
And that was, yep, that was it.
That's a lot, though.
It was.
You fit a lot into this day.
Yes, you did.
So it sounds like your first Hollywood Studios day was focused more on rides, and this one you really fit in a lot of shows and meals and things. So and Fantasmic. So, all right. So was that your last park day?
That was our last park day. Yep.
Okay. Yeah, you had 8 day park hoppers. I had written down, and now we have talked about 8 days of parks. So that makes sense. But you did have an Ohana breakfast. So I assume that was the breakfast that you did before you drove home.
Yes, it was. So, we got everything packed up. Our breakfast was not till like 11:30. So it was more of a brunch lunch. And so we just kind of got everything packed up and loaded and checked out of our hotel and, just drove over to the Polynesian and had our breakfast over there.
How did that go?
It was good. Like I've said, my older one, he loves Stitch. It's his favorite. So this was like on his must-do list. So when I had to switch our days around, that was like his biggest worry, was that we weren't going to get to Ohana. And so I was able to find a time, but you know, it was not the best time, you know, 11:30, but, it was still good. We had a good experience. The food was really good. The kids really liked the characters.
So now, having done so many character meals, which was your favorite?
Oh, I think Ohana was really good, and also the Bon Voyage breakfast, I think.
Okay. I'm definitely going to revisit the Bon Voyage breakfast.
Yeah.
Because I want to have good thoughts about it.
Yes.
So that's good. And did the Bon Voyage breakfast... You said you liked it because there were boy characters, which I know a lot of parents of boys are like, why can't we have more, you know, variety in character meals? So hopefully that one will be popular and they'll introduce more of the male characters. That makes it more fun for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And then from Ohana, you drove back home?
Well, we actually went over to Daytona Beach for the rest of that Saturday. I have a cousin who lives over there, so we just went and visited them for the day and stayed the night at their house. So then on the 10th, we got up and drove all the way home that day.
You drove all the way home, and you had no car problems.
No car problems, no. We were all the way home, safe and sound. It was good.
And the kids did well on the road trip?
Yes, they did pretty good. We stopped, you know, for meals and to walk around a few times. And then they have DVD players in the car. So they use those quite a bit. I bought all kinds of little games and activity books and all that kind of stuff before we left. So they were using those. And so we made it. Yes.
You planned ahead. That helps a lot.
Yes.
All right, so I have a few questions. Well, okay. is there anything about your trip we haven't talked about, first of all?
I think that's pretty much it.
Yeah, we went through it.
We went through it, yeah.
Pretty good detail. Yes. You mentioned that your previous trip was just one day and it didn't go so well.
Right.
So did this trip feel like redemption for that?
Oh, for sure. My kids really, really loved it. It was great to be able to take our time. We didn't feel like we were rushed. And just the planning made a ton of difference, to have our fast passes planned out and, you know, like a rough idea of what we were going to do and all our dining and stuff. So it made a ton of difference to do it this way.
I also think you went into it the right attitude, which is I have a plan, but I'm willing to change it, you know, because people that stick to the plan and don't, ever want to go off of it, they end up frustrating everyone.
Yeah. Yeah. For
so
sure.
It's good. I once had a guy email me his plan, and it was minute by minute. Like, we will leave for the airport at 11 a.m. We will arrive at 11:25. We will go. Like, it was like that for the whole trip.
Oh, no.
And when he got back, he said, it didn't go like that. I'm very disappointed. And I thought, well, you can't quite do that.
No, for sure.
Because things pop up that you can't possibly plan ahead for. And you never know if they're going to like Monsters, Inc. Laffler.
Exactly.
Or The Incredibles 2 trailer.
Yes. So it was good, especially with my little one. I mean, he just, usually it was like, he was asking, how many more rides are we going to go on till we can go back and swim kind of thing. So, I mean, he loved swimming. He loves the pool. He enjoyed the parks, but, he only had so much tolerance sometimes. So, I had to keep that in mind several days.
Yeah. And it's good that knowing your kids, you know, like to swim, that you had time to do that, because you definitely mentioned several times when you were in the pool in the afternoon or the evening. Mm-hmm. And if your kids like that, great.
Yeah.
that's, they'll have fond memories of that. So did you think did you have Memory Maker?
Yes, we did.
Okay. So did you think the Dining Plan and Memory Maker were worth it in hindsight?
I did for us. I think with all the character meals we did, the meal plan was great. And we used Memory Maker quite a bit. There are a few stops I maybe would have made if the kids were in a better mood or something like that, but we just kind of decided it's not really worth the hassle and we just moved on. But we stopped for quite a few pictures. And especially like at all the big, you know, kind of landmarks, you know, we got all those pictures with all three of us in them. So that was good.
Yeah, that is always the best perk, I think, of having, and so that it's not just you taking pictures of them, you're in them too.
Yes.
And then the dining plan.
The dining plan was great. I guess that since we did a lot of character meals, I think we did come out a little bit ahead, but it was nice to just not have to worry about it. And we always needed snacks. Like, my kids needed snacks, especially my little guy. If he's starting to get a little cranky, I'd give him a snack, because that usually kind of fixed the problem for a while. and that was a good thing.
So you weren't one of the ones that ended up with dozens of unused snacks at the end of your trip?
No, we were not.
Good. I mean, especially if you have a snacker, it's nice to be able to say, okay, because they're already included.
Mm-hmm, so exactly.
It's a lot. Yep. It's a lot easier to say yes.
Yes, it was.
And last question for you is, do you have plans to go back someday?
We definitely want to go back someday. We haven't planned anything for sure yet, but we're thinking about that. We definitely want to go again. We had a great time, and I really enjoyed just getting away with just me and my two kiddos. So it was fun.
Good. Well, I think that's the ultimate testament to how well it went, is if you think you should go back again.
Yes.
So, well, I appreciate you sharing, especially in so much detail. And I'm glad that this trip went better than the last.
Yes, it definitely did.
All right. Well, thanks, Lauren.
Thank you.
I hope you enjoyed that long report from Lauren. I always appreciate the people that take notes and have all the details to share, because that allows me to ask questions and we can go back and forth and get lots of answers, but it does make the podcast very long. So I hope you enjoyed that. I did want to share a quick tip of the day that was emailed in by Jennifer H. If you want to email a quick tip in, you can send that to Shannon@wdwprepschool.com. This quick tip says, I have a car rental tip for people on a budget to Disney. We are staying off property and we needed to rent a minivan for the week, but we couldn't find anything under $900. Our family saved $600 on a week's minivan rental by picking the vehicle up at a neighborhood rental location. We plan to Uber from the airport to the location in downtown Orlando. We're dropping the minivan off at the airport before our flight home for a whopping $4.65 one-way destination fee. So this family of five will gladly go through the hassle of slugging three car seats and countless suitcases onto an Uber for a savings of that amount. So that is a very helpful tip from Jennifer. For those of you who are interested in renting cars, it pays to look for some other pickup or drop-off locations. And as usual, I have mentioned in the past AutoSlash, who has sponsored a couple of episodes, because that is genuinely a great service and I've used it for my own like local rental car needs as well. So be sure to check that out, but also explore other options as Jennifer mentioned. So I think that'll wrap up this episode of WDW Prep to Go. For links on some of the things that were mentioned, you can check the show notes in your podcasting app or go to the website, wdwprepschool.com. Find podcasts at the top and look for episode 177. Until next time, I'll see you on the site.